I'm Steve O'Dell with Mission Network News. Global power dynamics alter the latest news from Nigeria. Learn why in just a moment. Later, is addiction an issue of the heart or chemical dependence? Stick around to find out. First, over the weekend, gunmen kidnapped more than 160 worshippers attending churches in northern Nigeria. Or did they? Nigerian police now say the news is false, but local residents maintain that it's true. Disinformation tactics could be at work, says Floyd Brobel with Voice of the Martyrs Canada. Some might want to downplay a real kidnapping to avoid the chance of another United States airstrike, but others might want that type of intervention.
Part of the issue is that we're dealing with a very volatile region, and many of these places are remote, so they're not easy to get to verify quickly.
Questions aside, it's a fact that kidnappings and killings are a core part of the strategy of Islamic militants.
What I think we're looking at is acts of terrorism within northern Nigeria, meant to destabilize the region.
And it does destabilize. One missionary to Nigeria told Brobel that even posting guards can't prevent attacks.
It's not like you can look at somebody and right away say, oh, that's a Boko Haram fighter or that's a Fulani herdsman. They blend in.
Government authorities don't always cooperate to bring justice, but also
not all Christians respond in a godly way, in a biblical way to these attacks.
That's why Voice of the Martyrs Canada offers teaching on a theology of persecution to Nigerian believers, as well as practical aid. Please pray daily for the Nigerian church to stand rather than return fire. Then, last December, the Islamabad High Court of Pakistan issued a ruling to end the practice of employing only Christians in highly dangerous and undesirable sanitation and sewage jobs. With few safety measures previously required, this work has resulted in death. And without other opportunities, these jobs have fallen to Christians who are seen as lower class. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nations says,
it's a significant ruling because I think the targeting and the stigma that gets put on Christians, these are incredibly vulnerable jobs, very dangerous jobs. And when you just exclusively make Christians do it, it's just a terrible situation. And so opening it up for everybody to have access to it, I think, makes a statement. It's not targeting or discriminating against Christians and making it available for other people.
The church in Pakistan is growing despite hostility to Christ.
In places like Pakistan, you don't find lukewarm Christians. The people who are coming to know Christ in Pakistan, the second most populated Muslim country in the world, are white hot for the gospel. They're incredibly serious, devoted to their faith, and they're multiplying.
As these Christians reach others who become passionate believers, please pray that God will bless them with boldness and discernment as they work to make his name known. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And drinking or smoking less is a common New Year's resolution, but did you know that nearly half, approximately 43% of people, give up on their goals before the end of January? Resolve alone isn't enough to stop an addictive habit. The Lighthouse's Brandon Bauer says,
addiction is an outflow of the selfish heart. We're not denying that there's chemical aspects, but if we want to get to the root of addiction behavior, we have to go back to Scripture. We've got to look at how the heart is affected by sin.
The Lighthouse offers a 30-day residential program for men who struggle with life-altering addictions. Hope rises as they study God's Word.
There's this indoctrination of our community. Addiction's a disease. You can't get help. You're going to be an addict all your life. But as people start to see their sinfulness before a holy God, they start to see that addiction from a biblical perspective is just misplaced worship. We're seeking pleasure through drugs and alcohol and other addictive behaviors rather than finding our comfort and identity in Jesus Christ.
Look for the full report at missionnews.org to connect with the Lighthouse. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Join us here on Facebook, X, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Steve O'Dell.